Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on August 19 regarding Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Hurst, H-O-E-C-H-S-T. Sean Hurst is a 50-year-old male. He reports he injured his left middle finger at work on 8-18-21, but on that occasion, crane rigging ripped the front of his left middle finger off. But he was seen at Inspire Emergency Room the same day. Brady had further evaluation and treatment, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Brady must receive treatment on 11-11-21. Brady paragraph, per the record supplied, Mr. Hurst was seen at Inspire Emergency Room on 8-18-21. Brady complained of pain and avulsion of his third left finger when it was crushed while at work. Brady went to occupational health at his employer and then was referred to the emergency room. Period. He did undergo x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He had a total avulsion of the pad of the third finger with no exposed bone. Period. Only the fat is visible. Period. There was no way to approximate this wound. Period. The area was markedly tender. Period. Capillary refill was good, and there was a subungual hematoma. Period. The latter was released using a cautery, and his wound was cleansed with peroxide and bandaged. Period. His assessment at that time was minor finger injury. Period. A paragraph. Mr. Hurst was then seen at Mr. Hurst had been seen at work on 8-18-21, period. After obtaining a drug screen from him, they referred him to the emergency room, period. Their exam demonstrated a 2x3 centimeter irregular wound of the left third finger penetrating to the bone. Period. Tendon function was found to be intact. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Smith on 8-23-21. Period. His assessment was that of crush injury of the left middle finger, comma, closed fracture of the tuft of the distal phalanx of the finger, and avulsion of soft tissue. Period. X-rays were done in the office demonstrating a subtle, non-displaced tuft fracture of the distal phalanx without displacement. Period. There was soft tissue swelling over the volar finger, but no joint involvement, subluxation, or dislocation. Period. He saw Dr. Smith again on 8-30-21. Period. He was started on cephalexin. Period. He had a picture of his finger taken. Period. Although this is somewhat grainy, it appears to show healing of the left long finger, palmar finger pad. Period. In the paragraph, he was seen for a second opinion by Dr. Rivlin, R-A-V-L-I-N, on 10-5-21. Period. Past medical history was remarkable for PTSD, as well as left thumb extensor tendon repair 30 to 40 years ago. Period. Dr. Rivlin performed an exam and new x-rays that demonstrated no acute bony pathology. Period. His diagnostic assessment was left middle finger pulp avulsion injury. Period. He recommended a dedicated course of hand therapy with structured desensitization. Appeared no surgical intervention is likely to be required. Appeared he may work with the digit wrapped or with a gel pad and avoidance of heavy gripping until rehabilitation commences. Appeared Mr. Hirsch was then seen by another hand specialist named Dr. Rekant, R-E-K-A-N-T, on 11/15/21. Period. He also repeated x-rays that showed no bony loss. Period. His assessment was middle finger traumatic partial amputation and middle finger PIP and DIP joint contractures. Period. He suggested a course of hand therapy that was rendered on the dates described. Period. Returned to Dr. Rekant on 2/2/22 with residual stiffness. Period. On exam, the digit was stable and the punctural laceration was stable. Period. He had near full digital range of motion. Period. He felt there was sufficient recovery to allow him to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he showed pictures on his phone to this evaluator, demonstrating an avulsion laceration of the tip of the left long fingers, palmar surface. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed scarring. Period. In the dorsal left index finger, proximal phalanx was a scar he attributed to a laceration. Period. In the dorsal left thumb was a scar he attributed to a spider bite. Period. There was callus formation, comma, dirty palms, comma, dirt under his fingernails, and a rough texture to his hands bilaterally. Period. Left long finger flexion at the PIP joint was 80 degrees, although 100 degrees is normal. Period. Flexion at the DIP joint was 35 degrees, although normal was 90 degrees. Period. Passive composite flexion was one half inch off the distal palmar crease. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5 minus for left hand grasp and 4 plus for left middle finger pinch grip, but was otherwise 5/5. Motion of the remaining fingers, wrists, elbows, and shoulders was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Was tender at the left middle finger's tip, but there was none on the right. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Moving two-point discrimination was at 5 millimeters in all 10 fingers. Period. Hand anemometry demonstrated a somewhat non-bell-shaped curve, typical of limited volitional effort or discomfort in one of the fingers used to grip. Period. Impressions on 8/18/21, Sean Hirsch had his left long finger crushed while at work. Period. He was seen at WorkNet the same day and had x-rays and referred to the emergency room. Period. He followed up orthopedically with Dr. Smith. Period. He also saw Dr. Rivlin and Dr. Rekant. He had wound care and occupational therapy was rendered. Period. He was released from care as of 2/2/22. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be some tenderness palpation about the tip of the left middle finger on its palmar surface. Period. Moving two-point discrimination was 5 millimeters in all 10 fingers. Period. He had mildly decreased range of motion about the left long finger at the PIP and DIP joints, as well as with composite flexion. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated for a left middle finger crush injury / avulsion laceration. Period. I will use the 6th edition of the AMA guides. Period. End.